Hey fans, it's Jim Crockett Promotion Zone, Bob Cottle here with episode 44 of Cottle with Cottle. You can look back at the old suplex in the city limits channel for the previous 43 episodes of Cottle with Cottle. It's me, Bob Cottle, and I'm here to talk wrestling and give you relationship advice. And, you know, recently a little show happened. It was WrestleMania 53 live from Tampa Bay, Florida. And I'll tell you what, man, I had a hell of a time watching that. It was 7.5 hours. Last week, I believe, I reviewed the J.J. Styles Shane McMahon match. It was a hell of a match. And this week, I want to skip ahead a little bit as I've been able to watch it throughout the week here. And I'm on, I think, about hour four. But I want to bring up what a great return for the Broken Harveys. Boy, oh boy. Matthew and Jeffrey Harvey. Proud to see them back in the old WWF. They're taking on Fenzo and Bass there in a ladder match with the old Bullet Club. There was another tag team in that match. I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry, fans. You know, but to see the Harveys back at the WWF is something to behold. I'm really proud of them. Matt broke his leg. He was broken there for a while. That's a tough thing to come back from, to break your leg. So it's good to see him back at the WWF. Proud of them, Matt, Matthew, and Jeffrey there. I just want to take a minute here in the middle of this to give a shout-out to my good friends there at Suplexing the City. We have, Johnny and Turtle Shell Chocolate Syrup. Fantastic men. I love them. They're fantastic men. And I'm really happy to be on their channel. And, to relationship advice with wrestling. So the relationship advice I want to touch on now is I got a question from Mike L. Mike L. said, my girlfriend's taller than me. She's about 6'1", and I'm 5'11", and we get weird stares. And I feel self-conscious. Bob, what would you do if you had a girlfriend that was taller than you? And I'd say, the thing about women is it doesn't matter how tall they are as long as they can bend over far enough for you to do things to them. And, you know, I'll say it. It's the same thing I said to my wife on our wedding day. Sweetie, I need you. How tall are you on your knees? And that's all I care about. And don't be self-conscious. If she's tall and she's sexy, you know, that's something to behold. If she's tall and fat, that's also, you know, that's fine too. Whatever you're into. You know, I like my old friend Klondike Bill. Whatever you could get, and you better get it as best you can. That's what I say, and that's what Klondike's always said. And God rest his soul, Klondike. And speed of God rest his soul, thank you to Suplexing the City Limits podcast there. If you have relationship advice, or if you're looking for relationship advice, go send an email to suplexingthecitylimits@gmail.com, and they'll forward that to me. So I'm right up against it here. It's 3 in the afternoon. I got to take a nap here before I go to supper at 4. I'm going to go down to my diner here. Oh, man, yeah, they have the best corned beef. Oh. You never had corned beef until you had this local diner's corned beef. I don't want to give their name away because I'll be damned if you people wouldn't flood that place. And I don't need more than 4 people in a restaurant at a time. It makes me confused and angry. I'm right up against it. You folks have a wonderful day. Remember, fans, wrestling is a sport.